Hello, I am Ling Pang. My guest today on the Entertainment Zone is Zoe Anderton. Zoe was born in Wales, beginning harp lessons in primary school, continuing her studies at the Royal College of Music and Drama. Welcome, Zoe. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I understand you studied music and taught music professionally. Now you are freelancing.
Yes, I am trained as a music teacher for high school. And I taught in Swansea and then moved on to Norwich and then later to Nottingham. Then when I had my children, then I decided to take a break from teaching and freelance on the harp. So that's what I've done for the last 4 or 5 years now.
So your music interest started in Wales?
Yes. So the Welsh culture means that harp is a big part of our celebrations, Eisteddfods, which are like cultural events, and it's very common to have harp teachers, and they're always in Welsh-speaking schools. There's always a peripatetic harp teacher. So because I attended a Welsh-speaking school, I got the chance to audition to play the harp, and you had to be able to play the piano. Basically, you had to be able to read music as a prerequisite, which I did. So I was able to then get through the audition, and I've been playing ever since.
Musically, your journey started in Wales, and since then you have moved to a different part of UK, and subsequently you did music training. You already can play the piano, so from there to play a different instrument, a harp instrument, did that come easy for you?
I think because the layout of the harp is the same in terms of on a piano, you've got C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. On the harp, it's the same, but obviously instead of striking the notes on the piano, you are plucking the strings. Mm. So you, it's the same order. So it is a quite a technique to grasp. But if you do play the piano, I think it's not such a huge jump.
How do you do the sharp and the flat on the harp?
So typically you start on a little Celtic harp, and that has levers, which changes the key. Eventually, as you get more competent on the harp, you're going to get more accidentals, more key changes, which means then you can't be moving your hands with the levers as well as playing. So then you move on to a pedal harp, which has got 7 pedals, which you use your feet to move. So if it's in the middle, then that's natural. If you flick it up, it's a flat. And if you push it down, it's sharp. So it's just it becomes sort of muscle memory after a while.
How many musical instruments that you play besides piano and the harp?
Well, I had to learn the basics of guitar so that I could teach it to high school students. But to be fair, they were usually better than me by the end of the course. But so I can sort of play chords by reading them, but I'm not proficient. I did on the violin, but that never went anywhere. So. But it was piano and harp that really stuck for me.
What is your aim to achieve? You are now freelancing. Have you performed in venues and concerts?
Yeah, so in the past I've played for orchestras. So as a teenager I played with the Welsh National Youth Orchestra. And then when I was at university, I played with the Halle Youth Orchestra, which is in Manchester. And now, because I'm freelancing, you will get booked as a one-off concert as a harpist, because obviously they don't have a harp in every orchestral piece. So they usually will book in a harpist. It's only the big orchestras that have a salaried harpist. Mm. The rest are just sort of booked in. But I tend to do lots of weddings these days. I also play monthly at a hotel not too far from me in Aldborough. So it's taken me to some beautiful places, like favourite places, Holcombe Hall. Love playing there. I play for their Christmas tours. I've played in Norwich Castle for their Children in Need. That was broadcast on BBC television. It's just taken me to some beautiful places. Just really love the opportunities it gives me.
Would you like to perform abroad as well? Because you've got a family, you've got children.
Yeah, I mean, that would be lovely to do in the future. It's just having the opportunity, I guess, to, you know, I always take all the opportunities that I'm given, because my passion is the harp. So whenever I'm offered work, I accept it if I can.
How do you manage to move a harp instrument around with you when you go places?
So it's got a dust cover just when it's at home, and then you put on a sort of a more heavy duty cover, and then it obviously doesn't come apart. So you just lay it flat in an estate car. So I've got a trolley that I put it on, and then I can sort of push it around and drag it around. And I can do it myself. Easier with two people, but I've got this sort of mattress that I lie on the back of an estate, and it just lies on like a bed. So it's not as difficult as you would think, but it's hopefully, you know, it's a lot of effort to sort of obviously get it in and out, but it's there to be used, it's there to be performed.
So how many pieces do you usually perform in one gig for a wedding?
So I don't usually keep track, but once I was asked to play 10 songs before the bride came in, and that added up to about 30 minutes. So so usually at a wedding, I'll play, so say 10 songs before the bride comes in, then play as she walks down the aisle, play for the sign in the register, then play as she and the groom exit, and then as the guests leave. So that will be one. So that will be maybe 15 pieces. If it's like a background drinks reception, you're probably looking 25 to 30.
Incredible. How long you've been freelancing, Zoe?
4 years.
4 years. You have got an agent to do the booking for you?
No, I just do it myself. Usually I have three agencies that I work with, but also people contact me directly. I just do it myself.
You're a very organized lady. I understand that you have been raising funds for the motor neuron disease, and that's support people living with MND. What is the important cause for you to support?
Yeah, so when I was teaching at Norwich, at a school called City of Norwich School, one of the music teachers, he worked for the county. His name was David O'Neill. And he was quite a character. He was quite unique. So you would definitely remember him if you ever met him. And towards the end of my time in Norwich, he sent an email to all of us staff to say that he'd just been diagnosed with this illness. Mm-hmm. And I called him and just to say I was really sorry to hear about his diagnosis, because it's an awful diagnosis to have, because there's not much treatment out there. It's pretty gloomy news as it stands. He didn't live for too much longer. I can't remember, maybe a year, 18 months. Mm. And so since then, even before he passed away, I started to do some busking. And when I found out he had motor neurons, I busked for motor neurons in Norwich City Centre, and he was really touched. And after he passed away, I continued to do busking, like on the seafront in like Marks and Spencers, in co-ops that were local to me. So when I released my first CD, I gave the 25% of the proceeds to motor neurons. And then as soon as I sort of covered all my costs, then all of the money went to motor neurons. So with this latest one, I wanted to do it again for motor neurons, just because research is going on for the charity, and it is actually looking really promising if the breakthrough they've had actually works. Because before that, it's just been sort of slowing down the inevitable rather than being able to reverse the effects. So all the research obviously relies on money, so that's why I support that charity.
You talked about an album. Did you write some of the pieces yourself, Zoe?
I actually do write music, but for my CDs, I've had three CDs that I've brought out. Two of them are sort of pop music and one is a Christmas album. So I just think that the market I would have the interest for my own compositions. I put them up on my Facebook page. But in terms of CD sales, I tend to stick to things that I know that will sell. So I write little lullabies, which I really enjoy. But the albums themselves are popular music. Mm. Also, yeah, I've done another composition of my own, and I've linked up with an Italian network of harpists, and we've sort of recorded our pieces, and there's like been lots of harpists all collaborating together, and then it kind of culminates in a video performance. So that's been quite fun, just to kind of keep yourself sort of with a project. I always like to have something that I am preparing for.
That sounds exciting for you. Harp is the sort of music that we don't get to experience every day, because there are many harpists around.
Yeah, it's not a very common instrument for people to play, just because the cost of buying one, I think it's the financial side of it that is obviously a big one, but also the accessibility of having a teacher. It tends to be something, especially living in England, it tends to be something that's really only available in private schools, whereas in Wales it's in any Welsh speaking school, so it's a lot more accessible in Wales. So I think it's just like having access to those opportunities is the problem that people have over here.
Do you go back to Wales often to see your family and relatives?
Yeah, usually every 2 to 3 months, and I still have sort of links to some performing there as well.
You sent in 3 pieces of music. Would you like to introduce it and tell us why you want to play this piece?
Yeah, so during the lockdown, the pandemic, I actually recorded an album, and one of the pieces is a song called Fix You. It's by Coldplay, and I've always loved this song because it's got an organ in the introduction in the original. I just think that's really inventive that they've managed to find like an organ sound, and I just think it really resonates with lots of people, because obviously it's about grief, it's about loss.
It is,
and,
yeah.
But it has sort of an uplifting finish. So it has a sort of a triumphant feel towards the end. So it's not all doom and gloom. But it's a really enjoyable song to play on the harp.
And the website to get your music and future gigs.
Yeah, so if people want to find out about performances or buy the CD, so they go to Zoe Anderton, so anderton.co.uk. Or go to my Facebook page is Zoe Anderton Harpist, or my Instagram page is also Zoe Anderton Harpist.
Zoe, I wish you all the very best.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.